Bill Beck, Public Works Director for the City of Sedalia.
All right, Mr. Beck, I see that you guys have your leaf pickup coming up here in the very beginning of December. Can we tell people just a little bit about when that is going to be, the exact dates, and where they need to have those bags set out at?
Yeah, that's a great question. We historically do it the first week of December, so that happens to start on the 1st this year. We ask that they get them out there as early as they can that week because every year it's, you know, we have a yard waste drop site now, so people are using that more and more. So last year, for example, it only took us 2 days to pick it all up. So I would like to ask people to try and have them out there Monday the 1st, and we'll have them picked up probably by Thursday at least. If there's a lot, maybe Tuesday if there's not. And we ask that they be bagged, and we ask that they be put out in front of the house, not necessarily where they put their trash, but out in the front by the main road.
Okay, so this, it will have no connection to, like, their trash day or anything like that. It's just people are, the guys are going to come around, and they're going to pick up the trash as, or the bags of leaves as they see them. There's not an actual set date per neighbor, or per area.
Exactly. And, yeah, it's totally a different route than what we even run our refuse route. But, you know, we'll be using dump trucks as opposed to trash trucks. And, yeah, we haul them out and debag them and use them at our yard waste site.
Very good. Now, I know that a lot of times when people are raking leaves, they'll get things like walnuts and, you know, acorns, things like that in there, maybe a few little limbs and some of your grass, pick up all things like that. Will those be allowed to go in the bags as well?
Absolutely.
Very good. Okay, now I also see something on this paperwork about people have an area and a place that they can bring these leaves if they happen to miss when those guys come by.
Yes, we have a yard waste drop site that's located on about 27th and New York. I say about because there's no exact intersection there. And it's open 24 hours a day.
Okay, so is it anything like the dump? Are they going to have to pay per pound that they drop, or is it just there for their convenience?
It's there for their convenience. All we ask is that they do debag their leaves if they bring them out there, and there's a dumpster they could put their bags in, but we ask that site is kept clean, so please, nothing but yard waste.
Okay, and real quick, Mr. Beck, for our people that, you know, go ahead and get all their leaves around and get them bagged for you, get those taken care of and out of there, say they've got a few more left on the, you know, in their yard come winter, what are some suggestions with what to do with those and where not to put them?
Well, of course, the big push is to try and keep all that out of our stormwater system. So absolutely, we even have an ordinance against just blowing them out in the street. So we ask that they do collect them and not let them get out in the street. And we don't run a route to pick up yard waste, but we certainly have that spot available. They could throw a couple of bags even in the trunk of a car and take out there. Or just about everyone knows someone that has a pickup or something. And that site will be open year-round.
Very good. Now, when people are bringing things out there, like I said earlier, I know that this says leaves only, but that site, can that be used for bigger limbs and brush, things like that, or is that still leaves only?
Well, the leaves only, we're asking for this pickup. If, you know, the acorns, a few small sticks, that kind of thing, is not bad, but our guys are physically lifting those bags, so we don't want them ripping open, so... You know, tree limbs and things like that are not part of this pickup. But they're welcome to bring any size limbs and logs and all that out to our yard waste site.
Wonderful. Okay, Mr. Beck, is there anything else that you would like to let listeners and residents know?
No, I just ask that if they do put them out for us, be sure and try and get them out there Monday so that we can get this wrapped up as quick as possible.